Sunderland don't do sort of normal, boring pre-seasons. There always seems to be something going on, and this has sort of come out of the blue over the last few days, and it's really dominating the agenda up here in the Northeast.
What about the fans? How are they feeling? I mean, if you go back 12 months, you got Dick Advocaat in charge. That didn't work out. Big Sam comes in, manages to make some key signings in January. And then the last time we were speaking on Radio Yorkshire, it was because Sunderland had saved themselves and managed to relegate Newcastle in the process. By now, I think the fans will be feeling a bit less happy.
You're quite right. I think the fans are very disappointed at the prospect of losing Sam Allardyce, if that's how it turns out. He's a very popular figure on Wearside, particularly after leading the club to safety last season. Hopes were high that under Sam Allardyce's management, the club would move forward this season and would not be in relegation danger as it has been for the past 4 years. And this link with England and the interview that he's now held with the FA over the England job means that there's every chance that Sunderland could be on the search for another manager again with the new Premier League season just a month away and with no new signings having arrived as yet.
Well, you actually bring me on nicely to what I was going to ask you. If you take the England job talk out of it for Big Sam, it's been actually something of quite a frustrating summer anyway, with a lack of player movement. And when you look at how Big Sam works and what he did in January, the transfers can be quite crucial with how he does things. He likes to bring in that fresh blood, those new ideas and things.
Yeah, Sam Allardyce has made it clear that he wanted to bring in, and he needed to bring in, new signings this summer if Sunderland were to move forward. He also needed to clear out a number of players who had no future at the club. He's been relatively successful at that. There have been a number of players move on at the end of contracts and such have you. But as yet, no new faces have arrived. I mean, last month obviously was dominated by the Euro 2016 competition, and there wasn't much transfer activity at all in the Premier League up to that point. So it's only just starting to pick up now. But as other clubs are starting to get their business together, Sunderland are really yet to get going. They're still keen to sign the Afrasako from West Ham, but that hinges on West Ham signing a striker themselves, and obviously they had a move for David Santon of Inter Milan fall through last week. At the moment it's a frustrating time, and Sam had spoken about his frustration at the lack of progress in transfers even before the England manager position became an issue.
If it actually happened, James, and Big Sam became the man to take England forward, do you see he'd be the man to do it, having to work with the pool of players that are there for him? Could he be the man to take us into the next World Cup?
Well, I think if from the point of view of the FA, if you make the decision that you're going to give the job to an Englishman, I think that he is the best candidate. Whether he's the best candidate if you include in their foreign coaches is a different matter, but certainly of the English managers, he's the outstanding candidate. The one thing I would say is that Sam puts great store in his preparation and his backroom team and working with the players day in, day out. And of course, no England manager gets that privilege. You only have 2 weeks with your team for international breaks. So possibly his impact with an England team would be more limited than it would be at club level. But I think if you're going to give the job to an Englishman, which is what I'm sure most people would like to see, a major footballing nation like England led by an Englishman, I think that he's probably the best choice that you're going to have at this current time.